You have heard silence for about an hour. And perhaps that we can so speak that we want to take something which is just as sweet through some salt, the words. Great men were born. They tried to talk to us about the need to improve our living conditions, to come out of the slavery to the prejudices and others. There was a mutiny. The language of the Britishers, of course, it was not a mutiny, it was a prison struggle. But there was none to restore the path to that eternal peace which you have been longing for. Every soul has been trying for it, continues to try for it. If you remember Babaji's sentences, we are all towards that homeland that has marked you towards it. But there was none to help us. At that time, you find the advent of Lalaji Maharaj. His coming is really remarkable. Those of you who have been reading the story of Lalaji Maharaj know that his mother was a saint for excellence. Also thought that she should have children. I find a great lesson there. She was not finding herself a fulfillment just in the realization of God or the devotion towards God that wanted an expression which would justify her existence before she departs. Service was communicated to the Mahadur Sukhdev, who prophesied in his own language, the language which we have got to read in, because we think it says, one, two, and murmuring one, two, he left. What is one and two? He never explained then. Nor is it explained now, unless you look into your heart. The two great souls, Lalaji Maharaj and the brother came. They have got it together. I find the greater service of the great saint, the brother of Lalaji Maharaj, who seems to have just merged in his brother. That's all about it. He worked for him and worked for him and worked for him. Whoever thinks about the Rama, invariably thinks about the Lakshmana. That is our tradition. But then Lakshmana is the one. Suppose you ask what has been done, there is nothing that he has done, except to be his brother. so what is grateful? When we think about our Grand Master, about whom we came to know only in 1973, the Babaji Maharaj used to write that his master is everything, but nobody knew who that master was, except the name that was also one for Sri Ramachandraji or Padma. The story of Babaji Maharaj was written by Babaji Maharaj in the book Truth Eternal. The first time we came to know some details about his great personality. Yesterday we had a case of, to remember many things that he said. But we find it was a person who knew that he has to do something very early in his life. And what is that something which he wanted to do? To please God, he must do something here. If you read the story written by Babaji Maharaj, you see a sentence. I'll try to read a few sentences also from this book. And you have to pardon me because you must have read this many more times than me. Babaji Maharaj writes, there cannot be a more glorious object in creation than a human being replete with benevolence, meditating in what manner he may render himself most acceptable to the Creator by doing good to his creatures. This is how he describes in his own way Lalaji Maharaj's life. If only we take a lesson from that, I can see whether our actions, our thoughts, our behavior brings credit to that great Creator, the Father of all, number one, and two, to our guide, to our Master, the beloved Babaji Maharaj, who did not spare any effort to improve our life of life. You see, then you feel committed, you feel committed to yourself first, to improve the quality of your own life. That it becomes something that God would appreciate. Actually, I tend to do what my parents like most. That's a minimal human dignity. That is ridiculous. Then pardon again, it was me. And what did he think of? He thought the entire world is suffering for want of a method. Want of a guy who can teach him what to do. The point is, everybody is bounded by his desire, by his wishes. There seems to be some limitation with everyone. So if I can create a person without limitations, if I can create a person who has no wishes, except the wish to please God, that would be the best job that I can do here. And he went about the job of structuring our master. The task that he has taken is an interesting task. From one angle, from another angle, something unimaginable. Nobody dares to take such a talk. Because we know what type of people we are, how much bound we are, we know. how much of a slave we are, we know. How much creatures of comfort we are, we know. From this, to think about creating a person who will have no such bondage is an unimaginable objective. So for a land person, if we were to have had such an idea at any point of time, even if you entertain it, you need not, you know, thinking that. If you entertain the thought, I do not think I have got the courage for this. The more you try to see yourself and how many difficulties you pass through in this whole process of self-negation, the negation of self-negation means literally negation of your wishes, your desires, your drives. Negation is not a mathematical or a philosophical concept for us. We are trying to negate ourselves. What? We are not like trying to negate the inner, the divine spirit behind. No, that's not what we are trying to do. We are trying to negate what we have added to ourselves. Consistently, very persistently collecting dust for ages and ages. But the perseverance is something, when we look at it, as a matter of lots of dust. How on earth could we have thought about collecting so much of rubbish? If you look at your wishes, if you look at your desires, then you see what is the rubbish that you are collecting. And many times, the dust will seem to be very pleasing. Think about the eradication of these things becomes a problem for us. And even a person who feels that you structure another man to the next person. Actually, you cannot accomplish a thing which you are not yourself has. So when he has taken the task, it goes without saying that he was already in the condition. And now imagine, a person who has negated all his desires, all his wishes, all his wants, trying to structure another person who will be useful to humanity. And that is the flower that he wanted to offer to the great Lord of all of us, in the God. And that is what I could see so much loaded into that sentence. And when you look at it, then you see what he has done. Whether he has succeeded or not, if you put that question, we know he has succeeded. Because we have got our special prescribed interest. The person who is serving us, who is ever willing to enter into our hearts, but therefore asking. Think over what is the task that we have set. Then you will feel how much indebted we are to him. Now when you feel that amount of indebtedness to him, that sort of devotion to him coming swelling in your heart, would you like to waste your time with these words? That was what was preventing you from talking. Fear, the silence speaks. For that matter, it roars. We know his ancestors were so great in intellect that they could convince the Mughal Emperor Akbar and get 555 villages of Jagir. 555. And from that to be a stage of trying to stay in a small house which he visited, a few of us visited 2 years back. How a man could be satisfied. There are a lot of 555 villages, and then you find yourself in a small hut here. A small demotion makes us feel terribly bad. A person who does not get his promotion in turn feels that something is happening. It was the most miserable thing that has happened to him in this life. Well, there is no such degree. You can imagine it. Babaji gives beautiful descriptions of his master in this book. I was wondering why this gentleman, who was keeping quiet all these years, from 1944 to 1976, who never thought of writing even one sentence about his master, very well. All of us have come forward with description about his master. First, for the first time, when I read it, I was a bit annoyed. Why should I be interested in a man? If he's available, I can go and see his beauty. He's not there. He left long back. He gives a graphic description of the hair of the person. And he says how breathing is, how nice. And then he says if he can only say one word, Acha. Give this the requirement. He leaves. He talks about his manner. He talks about his voice. He talks about how he keeps company with his disciples. Goes around for walks, trying to take them to some excursion, some pandaram. Just wondering why he said all these things after so many years. Then perhaps I thought he was asking us to tell our next generation something about the great. After all, we have descriptions of Rama, things we have not seen. We have descriptions of Krishna, things we have not seen. We have also descriptions of Lalitamada, things we have not seen. But the point of difference here, I do not know in my spiritual life how much Rama has helped me. I do not know in my spiritual life how much Krishna has helped me. But I know this much. In my spiritual life, I am given a guide by this great person. He is more relevant to me. His form is more relevant to me. This I would like you people to appreciate this angle and then pass on the story to the great person. Perhaps you can talk. If saints have written about Rama or Krishna after about 5,000 years or 4,000 years, they have not seen that. They are not stories. Gundratri Palo was the Gunabona medicine. It is a good, beautiful way of putting how Rama was able to give relief to Ahalya. He wrote a story. And he wrote a story. Somebody else wrote a story. And the poetry goes, Gundra Tiki Kalu Vakti, Guna Guna Nadiki. Beautiful poetry. What is the difficulty for us to revel in such poetry with this great personality, who has more meaning and more relevance, more significance? Why is it literature is not being bought on this level? Why is it you are denying the most important aspect of our life, the emotions? The emotions that are now being wasted on the film songs, Hollywood actors. I don't know who they are. But then we are wasting our time on them. It's not we, our children are. It's not they, their friends are. So there is a very, very important aspect of our life, namely the emotional aspect. You cannot deny that. There is no point in denying it. What is the sublimation that is possible? What is the way in which we can make our masters relevant to them in that plane? Okay? So far as we are concerned, we think that we have something to do with our mind. My Ananda, my first hour. We are something beyond that. But then that is not relevant to your grandson. He wants something. And why is it that we have been just keeping quiet for ages? This was a question that was there in me for a long time. And this is the first time I'm openly expressing my feelings. Well, I'm not a poet of any sort. I have good imagination, but I don't think I can express it in words to make it very present for other people to hear. Perhaps I sing in a bathroom. I'm not a singer. But then there must be several singers here. There must be some artists here. There must be some poets here. There must be some novelists here. In this context, I must mention one Narasimha Rao was the person who was judged for the 50 years. he and his wife, I don't know her name. The pen name is Bina Devi. They did mention about this Anahuti that emanates according to their, of course, their understanding of Anahuti is different from mine. But then they did mention in one of the mine. They could read it into their stories. And I am not aware of other things. My journal is colossal, of course. But it is possible for us. Because our commitment is to the next generation. Just as Jalaji Maharaj thought his commitment to the next generation and he has structured a personality of the type of Babaji Maharaj. Well, I am not capable of such events, as I have already committed. But we are capable of this. When we think about the great work that we have done, there should also be some great word to us. Great word which can attract all people. Not the dry words. Of tuna. Of nothingness. Of why. It makes no sense to them. Can we not write something about the soul and the Ganges? If we could think about it, if we start playing in the banks of Yamuna, we could surely think in terms of this great person moving along with his disciples on the banks of the Ganges, where he was. Because when we ask you to think about a great master, it becomes very difficult for you to close your eyes all the time. And I'm sure I'm disturbing all of you. The task is they don't want to do, but Baba wants you to do that. So I do it. Because after a good meditation, one would like to be in that meditative mood as far as possible, through the day, perhaps through the year, perhaps through the life. One incident like this was enough for people to contemplate during their entire lifetime, as you find in some of these great saints. There was only one small experience they have had. And that was enough to carry them. Why? It never carried them anywhere except that. But whereas here, we are being pushed every second. Every second we are pushed in our path, and therefore we don't dwell there, we move on. Justify like an understanding. The change in the moods. But then, nothing prevents us from being grateful to the moods that have been blessed. Every spiritual state has to be acknowledged. And the gratefulness must be expressed. Of course, we try to offer our heart as a prasad. We have all accepted, otherwise, we know that after the Vasant Man meditation, we used to have only some prasad at a very, very physical level, of course at a good level. Prasad always tastes well. But then the type of prasad we are trying to offer now is not a prasad in which you can partake, because we are asking you to partake in the prasad. What is it that you can give to God except your tiny heart? And that is what we have submitted to our Lord. That's what we have done. We are grateful about that. We know what we have done. We are also grateful for the Master for having given the capacity to do so. It is his gift to us. After that, we have kept our heart, as I told you, and so many other places. Maybe a club star here, maybe a peace store elsewhere. Still nothing else is in us. This is where our hearts go. Without our heart's liking. I don't like it. It is the type of word we use, or I like it. For what? For the silliest of things. You seem to be using your heart. Having known such stupidity, we have taken a decision to offer our heart to our Master. We don't seem to be prepared to give our hearts I give my heart to that ice cream. No, we don't do that. We don't love that one. Not that we don't. We don't like the taste of ice cream. But that is not our option. That is not our priority. Priorities are based on needs. But the need you feel, on that the priority is decided. We all seem to be feeling the need to realize ourselves and to feel our relevance in existence. Relevant for whom? I must be relevant to my master. And I can be relevant only when I do what he wants me to do. And that is the excellent character that we have got to build up. Because he wants us to do. And that's what Narayana Maharaj has shown in his life. He was uncompromising on that. If you read his story, he was uncompromising on character. He insisted every person should be a very great character. He said, if you are having any amount of spirituality with your character, you are worth it. That character is a very big word. And that's where society has got its role. You cannot say that this particular convention that is there, okay, I will not care for it because it has no right standing. Because so many people have thought about it. Hastal is not by one man. There are several generations of people. None of us have got any business to demolish such an edifice. Carefully constructed. Modified. You have got every right to modify. You have got every right to paint all that, but you have no business to fight. What is it? This is also for the solitude, most of the solitude. Why? So they think that so. Spiritually, are they political? No, no. That's why you will find greatness of things having some of these things. And that is why Narayana Maharaj says, I don't care for them. Because spirituality can coexist with such type of aberrations, they have to make the statement, I don't understand. You see the meaning behind it. No permission. He seems to be showing a different path. There are others. Two paths are conservative. He was not prepared to wear silk and clothes. And you find a contrast, because Krishna seems to be one who is reveling in the silver clothes, silk and clothes, Pitambara. I don't know whether anybody has seen him in the Pitambara Dharya. But then the poets have described in the book. I was also wondering whether the influence of the Chinese was there in 6000 BC. So then the time of Krishna lived. I'm not even sure about the history of the position. Whether there was, because we seem to be remembering only in the Mauryan period some people coming. For the first time, across the planet. We do not seem to be knowing about the culture of this silk-red cloth. Right? And what an amount of ahimsa did. How many worms have been killed? And for what? To sacrifice the Chinese? Even as we seem to be satisfied now with the electronic food, the Chinese. The Chinese seem to be always trying to do some trade with us. In very, very peculiar ways. I'm nothing against it. Nothing for me. Because I don't know. I have no friends. I have four among Chinese. I don't know any one of them. Pitambara Gari seems to be something. So somebody has concocted in between. There seems to be no evidence whatsoever. The such clothes were there in the Vedic period, and Krishna was a Vedic man. Why am I saying to say all this is? That poetical license is permitted. You can do it. Similarly, you can write something about Narayana Maharaj whom you have not seen. But one thing we know, you will never be in a position to describe Lalaji Maharaj in a silk and clothes. that there will be disaster of that. A few chapatis or roti along with some dal and chutneys was good enough for him, and he never took breakfast. So he was caught running into bed to take breakfast. The simplicity of life. Look at it, the simple life. What is the extent to which he can go? And it is not because he only could not afford. He could choose your life. There were days when he could afford. There were days when he was not always in poverty. There were days of poverty. 10 rupees for us is a very insignificant amount. 10 rupees in 1900 is something phenomenal amount. Otherwise, Sarato would not have given them. It is beneath the dignity of a Sarato to give such an amount, if that amount was negligible. So let us not look at the 10 rupees from our angle. Look at this of the 10 rupees. When I was told that a sovereign was being sold around 6 rupees, around 19 or 6, I cannot do it. It was my mother used to tell me, I don't know. For the first time, I came to know about gold, cost was around 62 rupees, that was in 1950. Today, it is somewhere near 50. But 10 rupees was a big amount. So you could easily eat more than what you could eat. And then you was also tax. That amount of wisdom is required. So when you think about a great personality of the time, what exactly made him a great personality also was his job. And his only job was how to structure your person in such a way that there is nothing of his is left. And that he could complete. Not during his lifetime. The special personality came in the existence in 44, clearly 13 years after his passing out of the martial court. But yet he makes an interesting statement. He says, in his deathbed, I'm very happy, I've got a few liberated souls around me, and that means the time has now come for me to go. So whence can you go? When you have prepared some people to say that here are people who are liberated, I can go, they can guide others. Till you keep a representative who can guide others in the spiritual path, you have no permission to depart. What a noble idea. Have I ever thought about it? We are thinking about whether we are going to save something for the great son, or the great grandson, and all his great grandson. I have finished all my responsibilities first. What are they? Married my daughter, my sons were employed, I wanted the house, they have constructed their house. Now I can depart. Is that the time to go? No. For a spiritual man, that is not the time to go. For a spiritual man, the time is when he has kept a man who can help others. If he has been helping others in spirituality, he shall find another person who can help others. And now you see the sweetness of the heart of our master. Lalaji Maharaj simply said there are so many liberated people and allow them to know their duty. He is the person who comes forward and says, now, you please say whether you are prepared to work in this direction. I will keep you. I will keep you in such a way that you can do such a service. And for the first time in the history of spirituality, you will find what we call preceptors coming up. Is that a guru to whom we go? The guru is the same for all. But he kept several people who can help others to come to this thing. We are not here just trying to tell about the great system of Babaji Maharaj or Lalaji Maharaj. But here we are people to help them practically in the path. A claim that is only permissible in the case of Babaji Maharaj. And no other saint or no other avatar has ever done it. There have been greater saints. There are many here. There are quite a few saints here. There are greater saints, I agree. But then, there was no greater master than ours. because you could create the method of doing things forever, but you will find somebody to help you. Whether we are discharging that duty or not is a matter for each person who is given that responsibility or who has chosen that responsibility. But I am 10% sure that this new method that you have created will have its own difficulties. Any new thing will have its own difficulties because it is something new. It is not the Microsoft pattern of doing things. It is not a known, route. It is obscure. The duties assigned are entirely different. That's why we insist that none of the person here is a guru. There are some people who can help, assist, very, very actively we can assist. But none can be a guru except the master, Bhagavati Maharaj. And when we talk about Bhagavati Maharaj, I also mean the implication that the greater master or the great grandmaster, whatever word you use, of Naraji Maharaj. Because their emergence is something that Babaji has said it has happened. Now, when we say there is a emergence, what exactly is emergence? That is the first thing. Well, as emerging in me means I am equally prepared like him to create zeros. He created one zero in me, and I am equally prepared to create zeros in you. That is the real meaning of emergence. There is no physical emergence. There is no mental emergence. But there is one spiritual emergence, namely the spiritual commitment to create perfect human beings. When are we perfect? Only when we become zero. That is the only time when you will be in a position to serve others without any motive, without any interest. That's why service. Without any service. Service is selfishness. That means the demand is towards nothing. Nothing of you, everything of Master is what every one of us is being asked. That is the call. And if you see today's message, you will find a bounded one, which is the man. To get rid of the bondages. Self-created bondages. Who created those bondages? We created the bondages. In this story, in his own way, Master has got his own way of putting things. And I like the Master. I am sure that you also like it. Anyway, you can read that. The point that I am trying to stress is that we have become slaves by choice. We are bound by our choice. This is one of the most important aspects that we should understand. Tradition has always said that we formed the samskaras. But this, there are a lot of literature on that. Sanchita, Agam, Prasad, what the person wants to tell. And we become wiser when we eat a Catholic word. We try to tell the other man that I am more educated, more scholarly, more wise than you when I use the word Catholic word. But except using the word, we never knew what they were and how they were applied. And Bhavani says, you have become bounded by your own options. Self-imposed, self-appointed. Everything we were fine. And therefore, he comes forward with the theory of saying that get rid of it through your own will. You are studied with your will, get rid of it through your own will. But then, when all this is removed and we become zero, to the extent that is possible, because perfect vacuum, as every one of us know, is not possible. That will become self. When that is your position, what shall you do? Your only task is to serve the Master. For what? Trying to take his photograph, garland it, sculpt it, put some offer, some prasad, and put some simple. maybe naming some roads, naming some villages, naming some towns. This is what he does. Your job is to structure similar functions like you. Once you come to the stage when you say, I am a nominal self, you should be in a position to help the other person to come to that condition. Why all this? Then only service, brotherhood means real service, and that is the only way to be happy. Happiness is the goal. Happiness is what God wants. No parent wants his sons or children to be suffering. No parent. At least of all God. God is never unkind. God wants us to be happy. Only thing is, we seem to be not clear about what is happiness and what is pleasure. Number one. And number two, we seem to have odd notions of what happiness should mean. But when we know, there can be a flow of consciousness that brings in an abiding calm in us, a state of peace in us, we know that is happiness. Happiness gets a different meaning. And that happiness is something that we can share with all only when we are to propagate also. So what type of personality shall we become? We shall be the same type of personality as our masters. And that is what he meant when he said, I make masters. These are not the people who will be sitting in some gate, having some big danda, and then go on telling you, this is what you should do, what you should do. But he never practiced anything on his own. He is not that master he is talking about. He is a master of one's own drives. Yes, I know how to control my drives. I know how to control my desires. I know where to put this thought. This is about it and not beyond that. Can you say that? Can you say that you get to the walk of your life? Then you can say you are a master. A master is one who can do and can undo. If I want, I can eat. If I don't want, I do not eat. Is that the condition which we are? Apply this to our personal drive. Is that the condition which you are? Then say you are a master. And that you can say only when you don't have your odd notions. Or maybe. For certain things you cannot say you are a master. Because you were born a slave. God made you so. And they related to the two realms of karma and prana. That's why humanity is bound to be there, the animal is there, that's what Bhagavad Gita says, all the time. Please know, there will be some difference. Do not get guided by people who have written just the philosophy, who said that you can get out of all this. They have never got out of it, there's no such case. The bluff. Bluff of the greatest variety is the Vedanta. It is not Mayavada Vedanta only that I am talking about, it is Vedanta entire camp, not the Vedas. If you want to see the relevance of Vedas, how it is being understood, read Raj, you will find an entirely different perspective to what Vedas means. And he says it is no book, it is no scripture, it is something different. Because that is Sufi, you know this. Other word for Vela, it is Shruti. And Shruti comes to you, comes to me, comes to all. It somehow happens that it was expressed in that language. Because that was the language spoken on that day by some people. But then if you know a small fact, that it is Sanskrit, that it comes to some, that is that which has been defined. There must have been something undefined earlier. So it is not that language in which it has come. That is the language in which it has been converted into. It is my point, and that is the point of Lord Gaurava. You should be talking for a minute. You can't accept it. But then the word says so. You are using the word Sanskrit. What is the original thing? The original thing is a Shruti that came to your vibration. That has been converted into some language. And later modified further. There was an insinuation yesterday by one of the speakers who said it is nowhere, it is written, it is above Rishaya, and then it was not written by Eridu. It is above Rishaya because it comes from the source, and not because it has not identified a person. As some of the later poets always write their name, lest their insignificant self is forgotten by us. I had a beautiful edition of Ramana Satyam, in which the last Makutam is removed. I like it most. Because even otherwise the Ramana Suttas are sensible. If you don't have the Ramana, you need not have one Adhirama. You don't have to create one person called Adhirama. You have created one. And you are supposed to be an associate of Ramana. It's a fiction. It's a fiction. But we don't require that. The last line is not required at all. The process is just the entire meaning. What does it matter? Who tells you? You may have Ramana, so that's from Ramana. What does it matter? Similarly, Vedas will be Vedas even otherwise. That is his point. Did not be in the same way. And we all know that these things have been collected, compiled later, much later. So to say this particular version is correct, that person is not correct, is not right. So when they say it is Ahu Rishaya, it means to wherever it is true. It is not dependent upon that person. It is not because of the origin, but it is because of the person who experiences it. Because the same weather is relevant to you. And what a beautiful way of trying to bring in that cosmic interdependency into the Ten Commandments. If you see that, from Commandment 1 to Commandment 10, it has been linked up to the cosmic phenomena. You can't change as you know. People talk so much about Savitri. Suppose it was written by one of the greatest, most longest poems, written by Aravind. I find greater Savitri in the first Commandment. I am referring to this here. This is why he is directly acknowledging the research of Lalaji Maharaj about the state of Tham. The state of Tham is something was pointed out, discovered by Lalaji Maharaj, and then said this is what it is. And that is the center. That is the center of being. Of Tham. And he immediately says it is not to be confused with the Tham. Except trying to bring in some Greek mythology into Savitri, what is the great thing about Arjuna and what? I went through that big choir. I know what it is. Lot of images. Not of English, not of Latin, not of Greek. And I don't want to talk about lot of whatever is there is. Because it does not throw up any frontier to some unknown source earlier. Sandhya is nothing new for me. We have been practicing this land for a long time, and we know it's very. When you come across the Babaji's interpretation of that in the first command, and yesterday you heard somebody talking about that. You must also think about the concept of Tham that was brought in there. And then he says that's what it is. And you can reach there only when you start your meditation at dawn, or not at any time you like. Not in the way in which you want. There is no rigidity. But there is a necessity. There is an imperative. Between an imperative and a rigidity, we should understand the difference. It's an imperative that you should meditate at the time of. People do very devious. People take exemptions. Unwarranted. And give excuses. And give excuses. Don't try to justify your lapses. It is good you know your lapses. Lapses are there. Lapses are bound to be there. You should know that. And then, perhaps take this one, it goes to the 10th commandment on the same day. But there is no question of saying that this justifies. I am not here to say that we are not perfect. I am sure, because from the light that I have seen in your heart this morning, I am sure you must all be practicing properly. In your own way. It may not be the way in which I perhaps think that is the way it should be done. But think the way that you are doing. I cannot question your love for your master, nor can I question your commitment to master. It should be good. It's always there. Each one of us is trying to go in our own way. And this is another angle in which you will appreciate Lalaji Maharaj. Several people were taken from several levels. And each one of them he taught in his own way. Babaji has not done that. Babaji has not chosen that path of trying to tell several ways of doing things to start with. Every one of us is given the same method of meditation. But it is true, Lalaji Babaji Maharaj also used to say to us at a particular time, this is the thing that you should do. But then, that depends upon the amount of trust you have got. Based on that only you will be getting initiation. But what is absolute bare minimum has been made very clear. And on this there is no doubt that we all meditate on the heart. And that is why you are going to find the relevance of Lalaji Maharaj. And he said, the path to realization is through the meditation of the heart. And not through other methods, which are very funny. Here, this is a reference why Lalaji Maharaj came into existence, and I think this is relevant at least now, in the soul in future also. The mushroom growth of rites and rituals, forms and formalities dominated the religious sphere in India. I think it is more true now after the present period. In independence, we had some sort of this. And along with it, there was also some political fighting. Once we got political freedom, we were too eager to get an economic freedom. And while going for what we call the economic freedom, we seem to have thrown aboard almost every damn value. There's nothing here except economics. And that means slavery. The slavery of the worst type we have chosen now, without that, it is rites and rituals, ceremonies and festivals. You will find Ganeshas by the dozen in every street. In every street you walk, and nobody worships it. He worships his wishes. He worships his wishes and finds the tool. Perhaps it works. But the tool is all existing. And therefore you fraud. If it's the real tool, it will work. How do you explain so much of deportation in the funds, religious institutions, endowment departments? I think he's fed up with the complaints they've got about the thing. And trust. You will find today, everywhere, you will find at every street corner, one Mahatma. And perhaps Samatha Guru in every town. And some other better word than that for every village, for every city. So this is what is happening today. And let us not get into that. Let us try to negate our soul. Let us become as much zero as possible, allowing the divine to function through us, rather than our trying to function on our own. Once you make yourself a zero, God knows what to do with you. You don't have to do anything. But then there's always that desire, I must do something. And that is ego, nothing else. Doership is the worst thing that we can ever have. We are not the doers. But then every one of us try to think that here and there. Which seems to be the most favorite of office of almost the entire life. Think of some of us. Something here, some goes here, some not here, might be something. So you will find Balaji Maharaj trying to train people of different variety. As Babaji said, the whole variety seems to be only one, very tight. Let me tackle this. There's only one type now. He has written that also in terms of the circle. So, greedy people are there, the material greed is there, the spiritual greed is much more serious. He wrote that. And then we don't want to learn anything from that. Because we don't want to even accept that to be our defect. So greed is our problem, and only one master and one method is enough for us. But meditation, the heart, is the part. That is master has the part. Balaji Maharaj gave us the method of meditating in the heart and then said, you are not all that handicapped. There are people to help you, provided you know why to go. And why to go will depend upon what you want to have. One pocket, and so you have to go to a place where it is self pocket and not banana. And both are given to God. The day can be wasted like this place. Instead, I would ask you, excuse me for this indulgence, number one. Number two, excuse me in bringing to your notice that sentence of the Master, which says, this is the time when we should get out of friendship in the shower of the Divine, and our mind should be on the Master and the Master alone. Try to be as much as possible in the heart of the Master, in whatever way you like. But surely not from your greedy angle. Surely not from your selfish angle. But from an angle where you can say, how can I please my Master? How can I be nearer to him? How can you be nearer to him? By pleasing me. What are the methods? What are the ways? Find it out. You find a solution. Thank you.